It's so good to see you again, Bethany. And you've been so busy. You're not only the team chiropractor for Mizzou and now the program director for sports and rehab, but you've created and are the program director for our new Masters in Strength and Conditioning.
That's correct. Thank you. It's been a very fun adventure, that's for sure. And it's all about time and balancing and scheduling. But as a part of being with the sports science and rehab is really how the strength and conditioning program was born. We looked at what are the demographics of the professionals that are needing a master's degree. And we had so many that were in the personal training, strength and conditioning side that we said, there's an area for this, a need for this, and it's kind of just the roots of how it was born.
It's hard to believe, but in the early 90s, I was a certified strength and conditioning specialist. At the time, you only had to have a bachelor's degree, and I think right. Any kind of bachelor's degree, and you took a pretty comprehensive exam. Mm-hmm. But that's evolved over time, right? Can you talk to me a little bit about the trend going towards a master's?
Absolutely. I love that as a whole, the profession is looking at how to continue progressing their education and continue progressing the standards of the field. So starting in 2030, you are no longer able to sit for the NSCA, that's the National Strength and Conditioning Association's CSCS exam, if you do not graduate from an accredited program, which is another reason why we found this ahead of time. And let's jump on it early and be an option for individuals in that accelerated format to allow them to get through with their job and get that certification before 2030.
Right, and lead. That's a great idea. So what kinds of opportunities come with being a strength and conditioning specialist now?
Yes, it has expanded so much, right? We typically would think of collegiate or professional athletics only having a strength and conditioning coach, but right now there is a huge growing opportunity in the military. So we are seeing as changes come in the standards of military fitness testing that we have strength and conditioning coaches going in to specialize in military and tactical strength and conditioning. We also are seeing still a very big trend of growing areas within high schools, right, in the private sector. So private gyms, maybe you have athletes that are transitioning from college wanting to go to professional, or even professional athletes that are no longer playing but still want to stay in shape and they still want to have that coach with them to help train them.
The military part reminds me, I think that there are fire departments and police departments in some major cities that are using strength
Absolutely.
And conditioning.
Absolutely. Yeah, the tactical side with our public safety, right? That is also a very growing area. I actually was talking with someone that just went down to in Louisiana and is working with their police force to helping with them from the athletic training side and from the strength conditioning side.
Right, which is just, I think it's fascinating. So now that, is the trend towards a master's across the country or are, how far ahead are we in this? Or?
Right. So we will be applying for accreditation in October. The first round of accreditation is going through with CASCE, the Council of Accreditation for Strength and Conditioning Education. Right. So I would say we're in the first five master's degrees programs that will be applying for accreditation. We still have the bachelor's option, so you can still have programs that are bachelor's degrees to go the strength and conditioning route. I'd say a unique perspective that we're doing is finding those articulation agreements with universities where they'll do 3 years at the bachelor's level, our one-year program online, and then graduate with both of those.
Right.
So we are definitely on the cutting edge end of this, right? We're just starting out and jumping the gun to have a quality program.
And it would seem that would position me better if I was going to go in and work with the military or, right? It seems like it would.
Right. And you're seeing higher pay raises for individuals that have a master's degree, or if they are wanting to end up maybe in collegiate athletics on the administrative side. So the athletic director that oversees typically strength and conditioning and the healthcare side predominantly has always been athletic trainers that are coming up through the ranks. Now you're seeing a shift of those strength and conditioning coaches, and that degree helps prepare them for the administrative side of the athletic director position as well.
Right. That's excellent. That's great. So what's unique, the four or five schools that are out there now are all a little ahead of the curve.
Right.
What's unique about what we're doing?
I would say the biggest thing that stands out is we're online, right? We're offering the online and 1 year. So we're doing this in an accelerated 1 year format. The online allows for the flexibility. So you can still work at your place of employment. Let's say you're already with a college. Right. You don't have to leave your team because you can make the coursework fit for your schedule. There is a 1 3-day weekend in person that we have. It is a requirement to have right. an in-person, but instead of having the entire program or an entire class, we're able to work around that to make sure that we're still getting right. all the information right. that they need.
And come in and do the essentially lab portion.
Exactly. Yes, yes.
Okay. And you also talked about a 3+1 type of agreement
yes.
thing. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we were looking at different universities that have especially that have strong strength and conditioning or exercise science undergraduate programs. Trying to work with partnerships with these universities so that students would go 3 years at that undergrad, and their fourth year would take our one-year online program. Their undergraduate institution would take that as a transfer credit, if you will, to allow right. them to graduate with that institution's bachelor's degree.
Right.
But in that same time, now they're graduating with a master's degree
right.
with us. So it's two for the price of one, essentially, right? You're saving money and time, and you've got two degrees in 4 years.
Exactly, and it's a growing trend
in, yes.
from law school to medical, everywhere.
Absolutely.
Because of the cost of education.
Absolutely.
So that's a great deal.
It is. It's exciting, and it's a great opportunity. And because you're not location bound, you can
right.
be anywhere in the
right.
world and be able to get 2 degrees in 4 years.
So who did you work with in developing this? Is it something you just intuitively did, or are you connected to some people?
Right. So when we're looking at the program, the past 11 years working as an athletic trainer in areas, I've met so many wonderful strength and conditioning coaches that we've worked with and have learned so much from. So several mentors in that side of the field. And I said, let me pick your brain. Let's talk about it. If we were going to do this, what are the things that we need to have, not just to meet accreditation standards, but what are you actually doing in the field,
right.
right? So that's where we partnered, and we found, you know, you look at some universities that have full-time professors to adjunct and how that ratio is, but our adjuncts are actually coaches in the field.
Right.
So you're learning from someone who is actively doing this right. every
right.
day and staying up with the trends, with the latest research in the field. So that is a huge advantage of relying on those individuals like athletic directors at Louisville, so Dr. Pat Ivey, Dr. Brian Mann, who's out at Miami researching, who's a researcher. excuse me, we have individuals from the NSCA that are helping us to develop
right.
the curriculum,
right.
As well as, you know, the registered dietitians at TCU. So
right.
it's,
right.
yeah.
So a little, to some degree, you're more reflective of the field, right? The demands of the field. Often
Absolutely.
In higher education, we become pretty focused on the academic end of it, and it in some ways becomes dated because it's not directly what people are looking
right.
for.
Right, right.
So that seems like a really good option, a
it
really
is.
Good way of doing that.
Yeah, and things are evolving. It's not all textbook, right?
Right?
So I was talking with one of the coaches, for instance, and I said, all right, when you're designing a weight room, right, what are those
right.
principles that go into it? Yeah, sure, the glass needs to be so many inches high, so if a weight plate falls, it doesn't shatter it. And he said, Brittany, you know, companies now have evolved. They come in and take a floor plan and they design it for us. So while we still
right.
need to know those principles, it has evolved as far as using third-party companies. And I said, great, let's do that. Let's make that part of the curriculum. How do you communicate with
right.
those companies?
Very much like, as a chiropractor,
yes.
we used to take x-ray classes, radiology courses, and then we had dip tanks and we did all
yes.
those things, right? And they extended that, they kept that up after there was automatic developers
right.
for whatever reason. And then they kept up the automatic developers as we moved into digital, right? Where if you're in the field, you realize, oh, I'm never going to use that
right.
dip tank
or that automatic developer,
right?
right.
And now I have relationships with other healthcare practitioners, and so it's very similar.
Exactly.
It seems like a really good way to go.
It is, and sports as a whole is evolving where it's integrative. It's
right.
no longer just a strength and conditioning coach or just an athletic trainer or just a team physician. You're all connected and talking every day, right? You're working with your integrative healthcare teams, now your dietitians, and
right.
how many strength and conditioning coaches are now specializing in nutrition or going the RD track
right.
as well,
right.
so.
Well, this has been a great conversation.
Thank you.
Really enjoyed it.
And
I look forward to following up with you down the road as it develops. And
thank you, Dr. McDonald.
So
thank you so much for having me.
It's
been a pleasure.
Thank you.